CBS News, I'm Bill Pitka. Many of the U.S. warplanes that went into battle against Iraq yesterday go back into the air today, but their mission will be different. On board the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk of the Persian Gulf, more from CBS News correspondent Barry Peterson.
Aboard the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk, it's back to business as usual. They've been launching some flights through the night. There'll be more launched today, but these will have a little bit special mission. Among the other things they'll have to do, such as protecting the area of southern Iraq, they're also going to want to be taking a look at the damage that was done by last night's raid. The mood on board the Kitty Hawk when the pilots first came back was one of jubilation, a job well done. There were cheers and high fives and that sort of thing, but it's given way now to a somewhat different mood. Pilots are concerned about retaliation, watching out for what Iraqis might do to them, so now it's a sense of it's time to be cautious. Barry Peterson, CBS News, aboard the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk in the Persian Gulf.
The military says no planes were lost in the raids. Baghdad said the raids killed four people, including three civilians. People were not the intended targets, according to Defense Secretary Dick Cheney, who told the PBS McNeil-Lehrer NewsHour that warplanes struck eight targets at a half dozen sites in southern Iraq, radar and missiles. The reason was Baghdad's repeated violations of U.N. resolutions.
It's been a pattern of behavior by Saddam Hussein. He does this periodically. He refuses to live up to the spirit and the letter of the U.N. resolutions, and we've told him repeatedly that we are prepared to use military force to require his compliance, to compel his compliance, and in fact, that's what we did today.
It is not clear whether Saddam Hussein got the message. In a televised address to his people, he remained defiant, invoked the mother of all battles, and called for a holy war. More conciliatory is Iraq's U.N. ambassador, Nizar Hamdoun, who said Baghdad will permit U.N. weapon inspectors to fly in Iraq in U.N. aircraft. And there will be no further raids on equipment in the demilitarized zone between Iraq and Kuwait. Hamdoun also called for a new partnership with the Clinton administration.
Not to say they sort of changed the policy 180 degrees, but at least to leave some room for the Iraqi government to dealing directly with the United States and conducting a constructive dialogue.
Bill Clinton made it clear he supports the raids on Iraq. In California, it is wet, and in some parts it is cold. Rain in Northern California has been accompanied by flooding, the threat of mudslides, and scattered power outages. In hard-hit Quincy, the calling cards left by another winter storm are snow and slush.
Have you ever heard about hell freezing over? Well, you're looking at it.
In Southern California, there is rain and flooding. Some people in Ventura have been evacuated as a precaution. In Utah, it is snowing. The new storm follows a record 41-inch snowfall. This is CBS News.
Every day, people with minor arthritis pain find relief thanks to arthritis pain formula, caplets with maximum strength aspirin. Listen to Mary Maldonado of Bronx, New York.
I have arthritis pain in my hands. Typing is a killer if your fingers are bothering you. But I took arthritis pain formula. It was a real clear improvement. Arthritis pain formula did give me relief.
Join the millions who use arthritis pain formula from the makers of Anacin in the green box. Use as directed.
It's so dark in here. Is the light burned out?
The light is loose.
The light's loose?
And if you stand on this chair, you'll see a loose light.
What a fun way to learn Spanish.
Well, in Spanish, chair is silla, and loose means light.
So stand on a chair, silla, loose, light. Oh, I get it.
You can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese, too. Not by memorizing, but by visualizing and association.
So sit down on your silla and call National Dynamics Speed Tapes at 1-800-545-1985.
1-800-545-1985.
A-S-O-C-K-S.
In Tokyo, the greenback was down one-fifth of the yen. The Nikkei stock average was virtually unchanged. The Attorney General-designate Zoe Baird reportedly employed two illegal aliens to be her babysitter and part-time driver. The New York Times says the two Peruvians began working for Baird in the summer of 1990 and have become the subject of an FBI inquiry. Baird did not, according to the report, pay their Social Security taxes until a lump sum payment was made this month. Neither the man or the woman now work for Baird. The media storm surrounding David Letterman may nearly be over. NBC has scheduled a news conference Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, but it's a done deal, according to a source cited by the Washington Post, Letterman to bring late night to CBS. Another report in the New York Times says that NBC offered Letterman the Tonight Show, but the report says he turned it down, in part because the money was less than what CBS put on the table. I'm Bill Pitka, CBS News.
Linderson with the weather. How long have you been in radio?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've been here at WCCO for about 11 and a half years, and I was at KSTP for a couple of years before that, so it goes back a ways.
We were all at KSTP at one time, weren't we?
Everybody who has broadcast more than 5 years in the Twin Cities has been at KSTP at some point.
Amazing.
Good place to start.
Yeah. Now,
I was at KSTP when KSTP FM ran 12-hour tapes.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and that's what they did. If you haven't been here a while, you don't believe that they did. It was a 12-hour tape off a machine called Big Bertha, as I recall.
Yeah. I worked over there for 2 years, and it was great. I really enjoyed it. I didn't have any problems at all. The egos are a little different over there. It's a different mindset.
Which part of KSTP did you work for?
I worked for AM.
Okay.
And it was... the money wasn't any good, and, it was just different,
But it's free parking because they're not downtown. That's what I like best.
But it's in Maplewood, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, when I was there, it was in part of the building right on University Avenue.
Yeah, I worked with Bruce Gordon and Mark Boyle, and it was sometimes good, sometimes not so good. But it was a start.
Mm-hmm. I did some work with Hines and Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they were there together.
Yeah. Charlie Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Hines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, see? Go back to similar roots. Terrifying, isn't it?
Semi-terrifying.
I walked the halls. No, you were there after I was.
Yeah.
So you walked the halls that I had walked,
I was there in 1985.
Oh, that is more recent.
And lived to tell about it.
That was in the 70s. How do I go back? Well, no, 79 to 81. I started here at WCCO in 1981. That was when we started our weather center.
Yeah.
And you and I are still going to be working together next week, just a little bit different times.
Yeah. I worked for Peter May over the Terminator. Fired me at the racetrack. But I was already working over here, so he said, I don't think you can work at both stations. Decide. Toughest choice I ever had to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Devil, deep blue sea. Let's see. Weather, please?
Weather, please. Please.
Please.
That's very nice.
I knew you'd like it.
I knew you'd get a little bit of culture if you stayed around Marianne long enough.
Actually, that's the whole reason.
Right quiz there. Question. Quiz question. How much snow have we had in the Twin Cities so far this winter?
29 inches.
Very close. 31.4.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. We got about 8.6 out of the last storm.
Mm-hmm.
And still getting a little light snow out there right now. Just kind of flaking down.
We haven't had as much snow this winter as we had in the entirety of the Halloween storm.
Very
depending
close.
On where you live,
yeah.
33 inches out where we live.
Okay, yeah, because we had 28 officially, I believe it was in that storm.
Yeah,
we've got about normal snow for this time of the year, actually a bit more snow than normal, but most of the events have been kind of weak and light and they've melted. We've only had a couple decent snow events. Temperatures have been mild. We've had enough to cause some slipperiness, that's for sure. And MnDOT's still reporting some slippery streets around the Twin Cities, and they'll stay that way. They're also reporting that I-35 and I-90 have some scattered slippery spots around the state, and I-94 has some slippery spots up toward Alexandria, mostly in the passing lanes. Now, these flurries will continue off and on right through the morning hours. By afternoon, we could see some breaks in the overcast. Temperatures, they'll be about normals for highs this time of the year, with a high near 20 degrees. Not too much wind out there. A light northwest wind right now will become light and variable during the day. Mostly cloudy for Thursday night, lows about 10, and cloudy, a chance of light snow on Friday. Not much of a chance. I'd say one chance in three of getting snow on Friday, and a high near 23. A little better chance of some periods of light snow or flurries over the weekend with highs in the 20s. Right now, Wilmer, cloudy in 16. Sanford.
Wilmer. No, that's Ryan Wilbur.
Yes, yeah, very good. Right. Very good. That was, however, the worst imitation of Mr. Ed that I've ever heard.
Wilbur.
Wilbur.
That's pretty good.
San Francisco's getting rain in 53, just what they need on that field out there.
Yeah.
In the Twin Cities, flurries, wind northwest 5 miles per hour. 88% humidity, pressure rising 30.29 inches, and our temperature is 20 degrees.
Thanks a lot, Big Shot. And I talk with Darkstar on WCCO Radio. Don't forget Grand Casino Hinkley, Grand Casino Mille Lacs, gaming at its absolute best. The two finest recreational gaming facilities I've ever been in my whole life. I mean that absolutely positively. If you haven't been there, then you'll be able to make the same statement after you attend. They've got blackjack tournaments, they've got snowmobile races, they've got everything you could ever want your entire life to entertain you and recreate. They got great restaurants. They got blackjack. They got video poker. They've got the slots. They've got sports bars. They've got a buffet that's as fine a buffet as you'll ever see. Any place, anytime, anywhere. Great desserts, 38 hot entrees. They've got it all. Grand Casino Hinckley, Grand Casino Mille Lacs. Benefiting the Native American, money stays here.
If physical problems prevent you from getting the rest you need, stop the suffering. Visit ComfortRest Adjustable Beds. For years, doctors have recommended adjustable beds for back, respiratory, and circulatory disorders. By pressing a button, you can raise or lower your head or feet to the position most comfortable for you. Sleep soundly and awaken refreshed with a ComfortRest electric adjustable bed. And for WCCO radio listeners, there are two great reasons to purchase a ComfortRest adjustable bed. First of all, you'll receive a special discount that can save you up to one-third off the list price. Reason number two, just by mentioning this commercial, ComfortRest will take an additional $100 off any adjustable bed you choose. ComfortRest offers the largest selection in the Midwest, all sizes and firmnesses, and they carry five major brands. Stop by today at 5019 University Avenue Northeast and take advantage of the special savings available. That's 5019 University Avenue Northeast, four blocks south of 694 in Columbia Heights.
Night Talk with Dark Star. Let's go to Jock in Steelville. Jock, how are you this evening?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, just sitting here celebrating George Bush's great victory over there.
Yeah.
The only trouble is it's... While he won, the American people have lost because he's convinced them that their biggest villains are not here in Congress or in the White House, but they're all over overseas, 10,000 miles away from America.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got your press and your media telling one lie after another about that whole situation over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wondering, suppose, you know, some foreign nation came over here, got the upper hand over us, told us, you know, for instance, we couldn't fly, say, between Illinois and Milwaukee or Missouri and Iowa, and they killed a whole bunch of our women and children by starving them out with some phony embargo, and did all these things, and then on top of it all, talked to them like they're a bunch of bad children. Kicked them around, abused them at every turn and twist. I wonder how the Americans would feel about it.
Not good.
No. Well, that's just about how the Iraqis feel. And George Bush has provoked this situation something awful. There is no need for this type of decimation of this nation, which is exactly what his objective is. Now, there's...
I disagree with that. I don't think that's his objective. Do you honestly believe that?
Oh, yeah.
For what purpose?
Well, why is it that he, first of all...
Wait a minute. I need to know what his purpose would be. With every crime comes a motive.
Very simple. Saddam Hussein made the bad mistake of accidentally getting in George Bush's and the powers that George Bush represents, like the Rockefeller oil interests and the state of Israel and his son's own oil business, which was about to go under, because Saddam Hussein wanted to lower oil prices while these boys in the American oil business and these other international oil people wanted to raise the prices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still their objective. And the American people are yet going to wake up one day and find that they're paying $1.50 and $2.50 and $5 a gallon of gas, and it won't be because Saddam Hussein pushed up those prices.
Yeah.
Because Saddam Hussein doesn't have any power at all compared to the cartel that Bush represents, okay?
Right.
And that's why when you, you think that Saddam Hussein is your big enemy, he may not be an angel, but I'll tell you one thing, he's a saint when you compare him to some of the bums that we've got, again, in Washington, in Britain, and France, and some of the other nations on Earth.
What do you think of Bill Clinton?
I don't know. What about him? He's supposed to be all for what Bush is doing, but I haven't heard a word out of him yet. Have you? Well, he's got a bunch of surrogates that get up and say, oh, yeah, we support George. But if he does support him, well, wouldn't be surprising as far as the alternative party is concerned. There ain't as their old George Wallace used to say, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between the two parties.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're with an alternative party?
Yeah, the Alternative National Independent Party.
Yeah. So you find tremendous disfavor with Republicans and Democrats alike?
Oh, God, there's almost no difference.
Okay, so when we go through this transition from Republican to Democrat, your posture will be pretty much the same?
Unless Clinton delivers on his promises, in which case we would alter our position and apologize to the Democrats for ever having said some of the things we say.
How big is your party?
How big is it? You mean how many members?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about the same size as the Republicans and Democrats, I guess. You're talking about card-carrying members?
Yeah.
Well, that we don't know. we know what how many card-carrying members is. Maybe about 1,000.
All right.
But there's no such thing as how many members do you have, because you got so many people switching back and forth all the time, just like you got Republicans switching to Democrat and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say, you know, who's in your party.
Right.
But as far as diehard members, I guess we have maybe about 200 diehard members.
Okay, where is the... Is it down there in Steelville, Missouri?
Yeah, that's the headquarters.
Okay.
Anybody ever wants to write to us, just write to Steelville, Missouri. Alternative Party, 65560.
Mm-hmm. Do you... Now, what role do you have in the party?
I'm a spokesman.
Okay.
I was a chairman, a co-chairman at one time.
Yeah.
But it was too much work, so I...
What do you do for a living, John?
Well, I'm semi-retired.
Right.
I have a trucking business.
Mm-hmm.
But since the Republicans and Democrats got through with messing up small businesses, I don't have too much left of it.
Yeah.